The Bert Show.
Should you plan your vacation travels around your kids, or should you say, F them kids. I'm going to do what I want to do on vacation. Is that the question you're asking yourself, Cass?
It is. So, like, you know, most of America, I'm an avid TikToker. And of course, because I'm a mom, I get shown cool places around the world that are kid friendly. Like, there's one, I think, in Switzerland, and it's got like, it's a hotel, and the whole hotel is kind of geared towards kids. And so I'm looking and I'm like, that looks awesome. So I, you know, start a little bookmark folder of places to take the kids. And as I'm compiling these places, I'm like, huh, am I really going to go to Switzerland one day and just spend all my time at a hotel with a playground for the children? Like, that's not really, that's not what I want out of my life from an international trip that is going to cost a lot of money.
When you travel somewhere like that, you want to immerse yourself in the culture. You want to see the sites that make that, you know, area famous for whatever reason. So I would feel like, why am I traveling across country to just play at a Swiss playground?
Exactly. Even though it looks like the coolest hotel. So that got me thinking. And of course, I would bring my kids to like immerse themselves, maybe not in a bakery in Amsterdam, but child appropriate activities. But of course, child appropriate activities, that gets boring after a while for kids. They don't want to see museums and cafes and go on bike. They don't care. And so my question is, if I'm planning a family vacation, like, what's the balance? Do I just plan the vacation that Chad and I want, like the family-friendly version of the vacation Chad and I want, and bring the kids with us and be like, well, tough luck? Or do we really kind of plan the trip around the kids? Like, hey, we're going to pick this location because we know there's stuff to do for the kids and that's the primary purpose. And then we'll find adult things that we like to do as well.
And again, we're using the term vacation very loosely.
Yeah, it's parenting in a different state or country.
Yeah, there's no such thing as vacation when you have, I think for the age yours are now, which I believe Hazel's 5, Max is 3. Mm-hmm. I think as of right now, you do have to cater locations towards them. But as they get older and a little more independent, you could do more adventurous ones where everybody could benefit.
Mm. Yeah. Well, do you guys remember when your parents took you on vacation? What was it like?
I mean, as far as I can remember, I remember my parents always kind of rotating. Like there would be a family trip where all of us would go, and obviously the trip would be catered to the whole family. But my parents also had like their trips, their couples trips, where I remember we would be mad about it, like why we can't go. But being older now, I understand why they needed those times. So they just rotated them. I remember it being like one and one and one and one.
There were trips where we were definitely kept in mind, but I think my parents genuinely went where they wanted to go. I think in the beginning of us being like a young family, like I don't think we could really afford to go a lot of places. Like I remember going to Disney because we lived in Florida every now and then. And then as my parents got more financially stable, they wanted to take trips that were international, and they wanted us to come with them because they wanted us to have those experiences too. And so I'm really grateful that they made the sacrifice of not having a vacation with just them and allowed us to go explore these new places. Because now I have so many things checked off, but I was also at the age where I can remember them. So I almost wonder, you know, what's really the benefit of taking them with you if their memories that might not be worthwhile or lasting.
Because I'm high anxiety and I can't handle leaving them behind.
So growing up, we were like lower middle class that moved into middle class. And Dad got 2 weeks of vacation for the entire year. That was it. And God bless them. Yeah. And that 2 weeks for, and that was typical, man. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I feel like it still kind of is.
Probably for a lot of people. We have it's almost embarrassing how much vacation time we get, but I'm not going to be mad at it. Mm-hmm. And I actually think that should be the norm. Like what we get should be the norm. Unfortunately, it's not. So Pops had two weeks, and growing up, we did the trips to Disney, did those once or twice, if I remember correctly. There was this one Madeira Beach in Florida. We would go and stay at the same hotel year after year. The same family would go at the same time, so we'd always see them. And that was what we did when we were younger. And then as we got older, and again, these were all catered to us, we did a trip out west. So we did this huge loop for 2 weeks in an Astro van and hit all these like Yellowstone, Sequoia Forest, Mount Rushmore, you know, all that stuff. And then we did another one a couple years later, all up the East Coast. So hit like all the big monuments, historical places, all the way up from Kentucky to Maine and coming back down. So that's what we did as kids. Would I endorse that now? I'm not doing that with Jimmy.
Because travel's expensive. Like I'm it saying, is. Switzerland, it's not like I have an international trip planned anytime soon, because for a family of four, ooh, that's going to break the bank. You got to save for that. And I think that's why I'm thinking so much about it, because I want to go to these places, but I want my kids to see them too. Like Abby said, and I grew up, you know, I'm originally from the UK. I grew up in England for a little bit before we moved to the States. And my family is all over the world. So traveling and seeing those countries is really important to us, and like visiting family in Greece and everywhere. But it's just, if we go, I don't want my kids to be bored out of their minds, but I don't want to be bored out of my minds. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to drop like $8,000 on flights that I've saved up a couple of years for just to sit at a dang playground. But I don't want to be the mom who drags her kids places that they hate, you know?
And then what's going to happen?
Resentment, therapy bills.
I was just going to say sitting at home, but okay.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Well, you know, I do have a sweet RV, so maybe I'll just hang out in there.
All right. So I need you guys to tell me if you think this relationship is doomed. This is something a dude posted on Reddit. And is she asking too much, or is she just asking for what she wants? That is the question. He goes, so for context, I, 24-year-old male, and my girlfriend, 23-year-old female, have been together for 2 years, living together for roughly 6 months. Normally, we have a good routine. I wake up first, make coffee, and she wakes up to a nice hot cup. Recently, though, she started getting particular about how she wants it done. She insists on using this super specific method. Measure the grounds to the exact gram, pre-warm the mug in the microwave for 30 seconds, add the milk at a certain temperature, and on and on. At first, I tried to oblige because, hey, if she loves coffee that much, I want to make it nice for her. But it got to the point where every time I handed her a cup, she'd grill me. Did you weigh the grounds first? Did you warm the mug? Is this whole milk or 2%?
Nah. Nah. That slipped. My bad.
That was an inside thought that came out.
It was.
If anything was off, even by a tiny bit, she'd sigh and say it wasn't as good as the right way. One morning, she literally took the mug from me, dumped it down the sink,
no,
wow,
and started the process herself while ranting that I never do it the right way. I got frustrated and told her, if you're going to be this picky, just make your own coffee.
Bingo.
I'm done making something only to be told how it's wrong every time. She got upset and said I was overreacting, that she wants her that she just wants her coffee a certain way, and that I should respect her preferences. I argued that I was respecting her preferences. I just didn't appreciate the constant criticism or micromanaging. She accused me of being lazy and unaccommodating.
Ooh-ooh.
Now I'm feeling guilty because I do want her to enjoy her morning coffee. But I'm also tired of feeling like a barista under constant scrutiny. Am I the a-hole for telling her she can just handle it herself until she stops micromanaging me? Or should I just suck it up and follow her super detailed instructions?
When she told me, I want you to respect my preferences, I would have told her, I respect your preferences so much that I prefer for you to do it yourself. Because sometimes, like they say, if you want something done right, you got to do it yourself. And at this point, she either needs to hire a personal barista or she got to do it herself. I think she's doing just a little too much, especially with the micromanaging.
I think there's a deeper issue here. I think she is attaching some feelings that are happening in this relationship. Maybe he constantly does things that she doesn't feel like are right. And this is just kind of the lightning rod that she can use to express those feelings. And it honestly feels like a form of self-sabotage that I think she needs to confront with a professional or maybe a local barista that isn't her boyfriend.
Yeah, I mean, the fact that she, I'm not going to call them demands, but she had preferences. I want X, Y, and Z done for my coffee. And he did X, Y, Z, but that still wasn't good enough. What I see here for this poor dude, nothing's ever going to be good enough.
Bingo. Nothing.
Literally nothing's ever going to be good enough for her when it comes to you and what you're doing.
Sometimes that Y in XYZ stands for you do it.
For me, it stands for run!
The Burt Show.